Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and sound check basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and I promised you last week an all Joni Mitchell show, and that is exactly what we are going to have today. At least it's going to be all Joni Mitchell music, with Joni performing some of the tracks, many of the tracks, but also a number of jazz covers. I don't think I need to go into too much detail about Joni Mitchell's background and history. She is, of course, one of the most iconic musicians to emerge from Canada in the last half century. She was born Roberta Joan Anderson in Saskatchewan, played the folk circuit for a long time in her teenage years and early 20s. She emigrated to the States, having hooked up with a guy called Chuck Mitchell, and changed her name from Roberta Joan Anderson to Joni Mitchell. She settled in the state of California, where she has pretty much remained the rest of her career, and hooked up with the folky community in Laurel Canyon. She emerged on the scene first as a recording artist with her 1968 album Song to a Seagull, and over the course of the next 15 or 20 years, she'd release a number of albums, first in the sort of folk rock genre, but then increasingly migrating towards jazz, beginning with the 1970s, and it's a slow progression, a little bit like the Beatles transformation from old Beatles to new Beatles, with Sgt. Pepper and its predecessors Revolver and Rubber Soul. Joni's case, it was a little bit more gradual and starts with Court and Spark, continues with The Hissing of Summer Lawns, and by the time you get to Mingus, her collaboration with the then-dying great bassist and composer Charles Mingus, she had pretty much fully, not converted, because she still did a lot of pop stuff also, but she'd pretty much made her mark as a jazz musician. And from that point on, pretty much all Joni's recordings are a mixture of pop tunes and jazz, some a little more jazzy than others. Well, why today are we doing Joni Mitchell? Well, because the 81-year-old artist just released earlier this month a 4-disc box set entitled Joni's Jazz. That consists of a large majority of Joni's recordings of her own tunes, not all of them on the original album. Some are live performances, as we'll hear. But I've also mixed this up a little bit with several of the numerous covers of Joni Mitchell songs by jazz musicians. In fact, apart from the Beatles, I'd struggle to think of another artist who has been so much covered by jazz musicians and beloved by them. She started using jazz musicians such as the players in Weather Report, Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Jaco Pastorius. As early as the mid-70s, she's maintained lifelong friendships with, for example, Herbie Hancock, who had a whole album of Joni songs entitled River. And I'm going to play a few of these covers interspersed with some of Joni's own music. But first, I'm going to go right back to Song to a Seagull, her 1968 album, and play one of my very favorite Joni tracks called Night in the City. And we will follow her version of this with an entirely jazz version by the British singer Ian Shaw. So two versions of Night in the City, starting with Joni, then Ian Shaw.
Taking the town by surprise. Nighttime, nighttime, they left an hour ago. City light time, must you get ready so slow? There are places to come from and places to go. Night in the city looks pretty to me. Night in the city looks fine. Music comes spilling out into the street. Colors go flashing in time. Shoes, break off, shake off, take off those stay-at-home blues. Stay away down to the crowds in the street. They go their way, looking for faces to greet. But we run on level with no one to meet. Night in the city looks pretty to me. Night in the city looks fine. Music comes spilling out into the street. Colors go waltzing in time. Thank you.
We just heard two versions of Joni Mitchell's song Night in the City. And the first one, obviously, was Joni herself from Song to a Seagull in 1968. The second was a more recent cover by British jazz vocalist Ian Shaw. Let's move on now to Hegira. Hegira was the title of Joni's 1976 album, which really began to show her jazz influence that would be fully matured a year or two later in Mengus. And the album didn't sell all that well, although it's very well regarded now. It came out in November of 1976. I remember it well. I was a first-year undergraduate here at Queen's. And nonetheless, it's grown in stature over the last 45, almost 50 years now, I guess. Hard to believe. And we're going to hear from the Joni's Jazz box set the version of Hegira that she performed in 1979 live at the Santa Barbara County Bowl on September the 9th, 1979. So from the box set Joni's Jazz, here is Joni and the title track from the album Hegira.
Shell-shocked love away. There's comfort in melancholy when there's no need to explain. It's just as natural as the weather in this moody sky today. In our possessive couple, so now I am returning to myself. These things that you and I suppressed, I see something of myself in everyone, right at this moment of the world. As snow gathers like bolts of lace, I'll sing on a bridal or stick to some straighter line. Now here's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw out or freeze. Listen, strains of Michael Brecker coming through the snow in the pinewood trees. I'm porous with travel fever, but I'm so glad to be on my own. Still, somehow the slightest touch of a stranger sets up a trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. We come and go unknown. Each of us so deep and so superficial. Between the forceps and the stone. Those tributes to finality, to eternity. Then I looked at myself here, chicken scratching for my immortality. In the church they light the candles, and the wax rolls down like tears. Hopelessness I've witnessed all these years goes either way. We're only particles of change, I know, I know, orbiting around the sun. But it's hard to have that point of view when I'm always hung up on someone. White flags of winter chimneys of a modern bank, from the window of my hotel room. I'm traveling in some vehicle.
Thank you.
Joni Mitchell's live performance of her track Hajira at the Santa Barbara County Ball in 1979. We'll hear another Joni track with her performing from, again, that same concert in Santa Barbara. And this is Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, which was actually a Thelonious Monk, not a Joni composition. Monk wrote the song to honor his friend Lester Young, who died in 1959, the great saxophonist. We'll hear a version of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, which is a much-covered song by jazz artists. In this case, Joni performed it on her album Mingus, which came out in 1979, which I've mentioned before. Another album that didn't land particularly well at the time, but has, again, grown in reputation since. I think people were not quite ready in the late 70s for jazz Joni. Let's hear Goodbye Pork Pie Hat from Mingus, but in the version done at the Santa Barbara County Bowl in 1979 and remastered in 2025.
Speaks for Lester, you know someone great has gone. The sweetest swinging music man had a porky pig hat on, a bright star in a dark age when the bandstands had a thousand ways of refusing a black man. Black musician. In those days they put him in an underdog position. They put him in cellars and chitlins. When Lester took him a wife, their hotel bed. Love is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness. Bright and sweet, love is never easy street. Now out in the lunatic New York night, it's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight these crowds are happy. In the sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and funnel keys. Where right or wrong under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book. It's a circus, dangerous clowns, balancing dreadful and wonderful. Perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down. Thank you. on the music midnight plays to Charlie's bass and Lester's saxophone in taxi horn. Us with music to do little dancers. They're dancing outside this crowded black bar. Down on me, we look up and there's a sign up on the awning. It says, Pork Pie Hat Bar. And musicians dancing there tonight.
Joni Mitchell performing the Thelonious Monk composition, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Time for one more short track before we take our halftime break. Let's go to the album Blue and one of Joni's most popular songs from that, All I Want. This came out in 1971 and was almost immediately covered by the great jazz pianist, then at the very early stages of his career, Keith Jarrett. So let's give a listen to Keith Jarrett's version of Joni's All I Want, and I'll be right back with more Dark Glasses after some PSAs.
Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities. We serve families in Kingston and so Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
You're true. true friend loves you just as you are.
Mom, come look, there's a bird. Oh no, most windows are too clear to see through, so birds think they can just fly right through.
You can put up window stickers, stained glass, or many other hangable options on your windows so birds will know it's not see-through.
If you see any hurt birds, call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf, and today's show is all about Joni Mitchell. It is an opportunity to feature the brand new and not all that expensive for four CDs. It's only about $52 on Amazon. A box set called Joni's Jazz of all her jazz performances. Well, probably not all the performances, but certainly most of the major tracks that she's done on her albums and live at various shows. So before the break, the last track we heard was the jazz pianist Keith Jarrett's cover of Joni's track All I Want, and we'll continue for the rest of this show with kind of alternating tracks with Joni herself and then some cover of a different Joni song by somebody else. So to lead off the second half, we will start off with the closing track from the 1976 album Hegira. And this has been, again, like most of the box set, remastered. This is done by Joni Mitchell herself. And I'll follow that up with a cover of a very well-loved Joni Mitchell song, A Case of You, in this case by the Colin Steele Quartet from their album, Joni, Jazz Interpretations of the Joni Mitchell Songbook. Refuge of the Roads, and then A Case of You.
I met a friend of spirit, drunk with sage's eyes, as I sat before his sanity, I was holding back from crying. He saw my complications and he mirrored me back, simplified, and we laughed how our perfection would always be denied. Hardened humor and humility, he said, will lighten up your heavy load. And he sent me then to the refuge of the roads. Fell in with some drifters, cast upon a beach town. Winn-Dixie cold cab thieves and highway hand-me-downs. And I wound up fixing dinner for them in Boston Jim. Thinking back down the roads to him. The nets were overflowing in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, they were overflowing.
whispering along the ditches. There were good times in the cities. It was all so light and easy until I started analyzing, and I brought on my old ways, a thunderhead of judgment was gathered. Station over the month of June was a photograph of the earth taken coming back from the moon, and you couldn't see a city on that marble bowling ball or a forest or a highway. Bound and rolling, taking refuge in the roads. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard A Case of You, Joni Mitchell's song, as performed by the jazz trumpeter Colin Steele from Scotland and his quartet. That was preceded by Joni Mitchell herself and Refuge of the Roads. Let's go to Joni Mitchell's 1975 album, The Hissing of Summer Lawns, her immediate follow-up to the best-selling Court and Spark. And as with that album, there are a number of well-known musicians, including the great jazz guitarist Larry Carlton, who you will hear in the track I'm going to play. Interesting bit of trivia that I noted is that album also featured, though not on the track we're going to listen to, Jeff Skunk Baxter, who had just been released from his work with Steely Dan the previous year. So let's go to Joni Mitchell's performance of Edith and the Kingpin from the album The Hissing of Summer Lawns in 1975. was Joni Mitchell and Edith and the Kingpin from her album The Hissing of Summer Lawns, and the version we listened to is the remastered cut from the new book set Joni's Jazz, which we're profiling on today's Dark Glasses. Now, I'm thinking of very Scandinavian things this week because I teach a course on medieval England in my day job, and on Thursday we're going to be talking about Vikings and particularly Danes and the Danish invasion. What has that got to do with Joni Mitchell? Absolutely nothing, except for the fact that the next artist I'm going to play is in fact a Danish jazz and pop singer called Cecilie Norby, making her first appearance on Dark Glasses. In 2019, Cecilie Norby produced an album entitled Sisters in Jazz and got together with some other female artists, many of them from Scandinavia, including Nicole Johantgen, Hildegard Oyseth, Lisa Wolf, Dorota Piotrowska, and Rita Marcotulli. So we're going to hear one of Joni's best love songs from her late 60s album, and the album was Ladies of the Canyon, from her profile of her time just beginning at that point in the Laurel Canyon community in Los Angeles. And the song is, of course, Big Yellow Taxi. Here's Cecilie Norby and friends.
Put up a parking lot. Oh, yeah.
That was Cecilie Norby and Big Yellow Taxi from her 2019 album Sisters in Jazz. You have been listening to a special edition of Dark Glasses devoted to the music of Joni Mitchell, with both Joni herself performing and various cover versions of her songs by jazz artists. The occasion of this is the release of the 4-disc set Joni's Jazz just earlier this month, and I have barely scratched the surface of that collection and of the covers, so I think sometime over the next couple of months I'm going to have to do a follow-up, a Joni's Jazz Part 2. Got a couple of other things we've got to profile over the next 2 to 3 weeks, so we'll wait a little bit for that Part 2, but if you actually have any Joni songs you want to hear on that Part 2, drop me a line either via the station or on Blue Sky. You've been listening to Dark Glasses with Daniel Wolf here on CFRC. Have a great week, and it's cooling off a little bit, so keep warm and stay safe. Don't you blame me.